Time is 5 p.m. I'd like to open the meeting, please. I'd like to make a statement. Miss Cates came in late and I didn't let her record her minutes, I was remiss. Apparently, when I got home and my wife read me the Riot Act and the open meeting law, that I was wrong. So I called Miss Cates the next day and apologized, and she accepted my apology. And I'd just like to have that on the minutes. Thank you. Our next, the business is a reorganization of the board. We are the board. As you know, I assume everybody knows that Mr. Mycock has resigned. That leaves just the two of us, Rick Fasano and myself. If that we can't come to agreements between now and election time, we will go to the Prudential Committee for an appointment to fill out and have three. I think that Rick and I can get along very well and do the business of the district without trying to beat the bushes and find somebody else that would like to do this. So, with further ado, would you make the motion?
Like to make a motion that Commissioner Hadley assume the position of chair of the fire commissioners.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous.
Thank you. Next item of business is the review and approval of our previous minutes, the 15th of October. We have them. Rick has looked them over and listened to the recordings. I've read them. It's quite a lot. I would hope that we can cut down on some of these minutes. It costs us quite a lot of money to have this stuff reproduced. So we would hope that anybody that has anything to say can keep it to a minimum. So, all in favor of the October 15th minutes approval? Aye.
Aye.
Tom and Rick. Is there any public comment? Jane.
Jane Clark, Couture Firefighters. I just want to mention to the board some of the stuff that the firefighters have been doing. I don't know if the chief has filled you in or not. We recently held a bowling tournament. We raised $2,500 for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Next week, we're participating in a Muscular Dystrophy Association fundraiser. We've already raised $2,000 for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Last year, we participated in the Homeless for the Holidays. You know, I don't know if you know anything about it or not. We live outside for 4 days. To bring awareness to homeless to our communities, we raised $2,000 worth of Toys for Tots, $500 worth of food for the local food pantry, and we were able to provide Christmas to one of our own members who, through circumstances of her own, would not have been able to provide Christmas for her children. We're on board this year. We've already planning on our program. We've got a family picked out that's homeless in our community. We're going to provide Christmas for them. I bring this up to you only because, you know, the chief will give his activity report here shortly. We understand we average 2.7 calls a day. We don't want those numbers to get lost. These guys are very proud of what they do. We're very thankful to this community for what they provide for us and our families. And we spend a lot of time. There's 12 of us. We have 21 children. We all have families. We volunteer a tremendous amount of time to this fire district. You know, we provide a lot to the members of this community, and I don't want that 2.7 calls a day to overshadow what it is that we actually do for the community. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
Bill Mack, American Tua Fire Department. I want to thank Ron Mycock for all his years of service. I know we haven't agreed a lot of the times, but we know he's put a lot of time and effort in. So I wish he was here tonight, but I just want to go on the record. From the union, we appreciate all his time and effort. So thank you, Ron Mycock.
Thank you. I will, when I speak to him, I will let him know that how you fellows feel. Any more public comment? Nobody's. Where is public? They're afraid of the rain, perhaps. Chief.
Hi, Chief Olson, Seward Fire. Just before I get to my chief's report, just to echo what was just said a few minutes ago by the union president, as well as the vice president of the union, and also representing Cotuit Fire Department, and myself as representing Cotuit Fire. These gentlemen and ladies do a great job. And I don't think this district could really say they don't do a good job, because I know they do. I see them every day. I see most groups every day. And I'm very proud to be their fire chief. And I think, and I feel, and I believe they do a tremendous job. With that being said, I know I was on record before. I would really appreciate if the board extends a fig leaf, if you will, to the union and get this contract settled. I support that wholeheartedly for these union members. They do deserve a contract. I had stated before, 5-5-5 is fine by me. I support that, but I realize it's up to you folks and the financial department of this district, but I just want to go on record saying that. Also echoing from Vice President McNamara that I want to personally thank Ron Mycock, Fire Commissioner Mycock, for a job well done, and also for believing in myself and hiring myself with the board as well. I appreciate it. I've been here 7 years, or continually 7 years until July, starting my eighth. And I thank you very much for that opportunity, and especially to Ron. I thank him very much. Again, I wish he was here. I know I've said this to him before, but I'd like to put it on the record. Okay, Fire Chief's report, monthly activities. We're actually higher than 2.7, as the president was saying. We've gone up there, President. We're doing really well. We've gone up 43 calls from last year. To this point, we are at 699 of 2014. 2015 right now, we're at 742 calls. As you can see, the firefighters are doing a lot more runs, and I believe it's going to be a little higher than the 2.7 by the time we get done with this. And again, echoing that, that's just a small amount that they do. They do a tremendous amount in other locations. We had 33 rescue calls in the month of October, 25 engine runs, 14 inspections. Discounting the inspections, we had a total of 58 runs, incidences for the month of October. Anybody have any questions on the... Okay. Okay, so you do have the report for ComStar. They did not supply us with a summary report, which they usually do. I was really a little shocked. So this is kind of what they gave us for a summary report. As you can see, the total deposits were $4,131.56 as of 9/26/15 to 10/30/15. And the net payment applied to that was $19,650.33. As we're on the ComStar report, this district did apply for the CPE grant, if you will, or monies to be awarded. I don't know if we're going to be in the $2,000 to $3,000 or $4,000 range. Our report came back basically stating that, but there is work to be done with the report. The company in Boston is going to get in touch with, is going to get in touch with us. And go over some of the figures to make sure that they're accurate. This is what the board had asked me to do, the Prudential Committee had asked me to do, to see if we can apply for this, the CPE grant funding. It looks like, I believe it was 37, I believe that's true, 37 towns in Massachusetts that applied for it out of 200-plus towns that we have and cities. And there's only two on Cape and now three because Kitsuit's one of them. It was Calm and West Barnstable and now Kitsuit. So we're the only three as of right now, as I know. It might be more. I haven't seen or heard other chiefs apply for it. So it's all on the numbers of Medicaid, and it's all on the numbers of what we charge people or what the insurance gets, or what Medicaid gets charged. So that's, if you see West Barnstable making more than us or Calm making more than us, of course Calm is a lot bigger than us, but West Barnstable is pretty close to our numbers in terms of people. It's and also run numbers. They're a little bit, about 150 less than us. They charge more for their ambulance runs, percentage-wise. Like we upped it to 60%, I think. I don't want to quote what they are, but I believe they're definitely higher than us. And most other places are higher than us. But that's something that we want to maybe think about next year, you know, and we can get more money back as we go through this process. It was a timely process, let me tell you. It took me a good 2 weeks to do this process. It was a lot of information, and thank you to ComStar because they furnished me with a lot of great information from ComStar that helped me fill out their 17 pages, I think it was, and the report's a total of like 23 pages. So it's impressive. So any comments on the ComStar? Okay, the budget you have in front of you, I believe you folks got that. Are you getting those from Tony Sheehan by any chance?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll send them to you when she sends them to me. How's that?
Thank you.
Okay. I apologize. I thought she was giving them to you. As you can see, this is our budget. We are, if you go to the third page, and on top of the third page, we are a percentage. We are at 29% of the budget that we expended so far. So we are in line. There is some line items, again, that are over. One due to the insurance, we pay for it right away. Also due to our dispatch, we pay for that right away. So there are some items in there that are over that line item, only because that line item is not going to be used again. So we are in line and where we're supposed to be as of right now. And if you have any questions on that, and as you look at that for next meeting, I'd be glad to answer any of them. Okay. The fire apparatus. We did apply to the HGAC, which is a group out of Texas, to provide us with, and thanks to the Pedestrian Committee for filling it out. Thank you, Chairperson. Fran Parksy helped me on this to fill this out. And we did get awarded that use of this company, that the HGAC, which is great, Pierce Manufacturing uses this company. They highly recommend this company. And it's not in the process. We're already there. So now the truck has been... we had a glitch, as I think I spoke to last month, about, you know, lowering the air conditioner and pushing the light bar forward so it's on a brace in front instead of on top. So everything's been worked out, engineered plans. I have not seen yet, but I'm told that they are finished, and now the build of the truck starts. So we have 9 months from here to get this truck. I'm hoping in July we should have a truck. I'm hoping. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's 8 months, but I'm hoping. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. So it is up and running. Now, our 263 is aging. You know, we only have a 3-year difference, 1990, 91, and then the other one's 263 is 1994. So there wasn't much space in between. As I was asking the board last time, I really would like to see us rehab 263 only when 265 is replaced. So we're going to try to make it last all the way until July, see if we can, in this next fiscal budget, I'd like to see us put some good money into that truck. And, you know, I'm talking like over $50,000 to get this truck where it needs to be. And hopefully that could buy us another 5 or 6 years so we can separate these trucks so we're not dealing with huge payments only 3 years apart. So we could talk about that more as we go along, but I'm going to be looking towards the board to focus us in on getting some money up and requesting that maybe as an appropriation for next year. We had done that in the past. We had $20,000 in the past. We still have 18 of that to do some refurbishing of the truck. At that time, that money would have covered some of the things, but this truck has been aging pretty good, so unfortunately it's not going to cover it now. The paint is just really deteriorating. The doors are, and I was told that it's easier to go to Minuteman with the truck up in Foxborough, have them do all the doors, take them all off, and actually replace the doors instead of painting them. You know, that'd be the easiest and cheapest way of going. So we may end up doing that. A couple of firefighters suggested some great suggestions about maybe pulling those doors off of 265 and moving them over because they're the same doors, the same. But we'll see what we can do, and we'll try to work it out with our mechanic. Our mechanic does know about all these things, and like I said, the trucks are aging. You're going to see the mechanic bill for our vehicles go up. He's intently looking at different things underneath the chassis of the vehicle from rust. So there's some concerns there. It's safe. Right now it's safe driving down the road, and we want to keep it that way for our firefighters. So we'll see how it goes. And I can only rely on our mechanic for that. I don't have that expertise in mechanic work. So we're going to move forward. Our other apparatus, 267, is doing really well. We used it at our prescribed burn that we had in Crocker's Neck. That went really well. We had a call firefighter helping us out, a full-time member helping us out, so that was good. And the town of Barnstable hired a company that came in and does prescribed burns. And so it made it a little safer in that area, Crocker Neck. So it was what they call a good burn, meaning it didn't get out of control. It stayed in control, and we burnt where we wanted the burn to be. And so that makes a nice safety zone, and also it will come back lusher and stronger in the next 3 or 4 years to come. So it's good for the soil, good for the environment, and it was a success in our eyes. So we thank Joel Carlson and his company that came in as the fire boss. Did a great job, and I'd love to get another grant for that. That was a grant for the town of Barnstable Conservation, and I've already asked for another grant from Conservation to do the same thing and continue, because there's quite a bit. There's 40 or 50 acres in there that we could burn, and that would be good. And again, that's off of Tracy Road, too, so that's a good safe zone for our houses, to protect our houses as well. Okay, two personnel. We have...
excuse me, Chief.
Yep.
On apparatus. At our last meeting, you were going to have the ambulance needed some work, and that was scheduled. Has that been completed?
No, that has not been scheduled. I called up the company. They don't have all the stuff in. The ambulance work was to do with transmission coming in and out. My firefighters are here. May I ask my firefighters if they've had any? Have you had any issues since we talked about that? It does it all the time. Okay. When I contacted the gentleman, gave me another number to contact where the chassis was built and where the horse, as he called it, the engine and transmission of the vehicle, and that was in Maine. Then we will get that to Maine then, because he wants to know that. I apologize. I know you guys had that issue, but I know you've had it since, so I haven't heard anything. Okay. So it's happened a couple of times to you since we talked or after we've talked? So it's been four times then? Because there was only two at the time we talked. So there's another two, you said? Okay. So we got four instances. That's good enough. So we'll send it out. Obviously, he said it shouldn't be doing this. And he said So we'll send it in. So we'll just send it. We'll send it up there. The camera hasn't all the camera and information that we have at the other part of the which is up in Attleboro. He hasn't got all the information. I mean all the equipment yet to put the camera in the back of the ambulance. Just takes
and
time.
The narcotic storage locker.
Yeah, that's it too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It is locked. It is locked right now. It's,
right.
But it's not. Yeah, it's a latch that's not locking. Yep. So we got those two. And that's on the agenda for them to fix when it gets up there.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else on apparatus? Okay. All right. Personnel, we got two still firefighters out in the line of duty, they're making progress. They're making good progress. I spoke to one here. I spoke to one person today, and he is on his second week of rehab, so which is good. It had to be 6 weeks to wait, so moving right along. So we're hopeful. Our prayers with both firefighters on that, and hopefully they return soon.
Chief, on those cases, do we have paperwork from their supervising physicians?
Yes. What happens with that is they contact the fire department. VFIS is our insurance company, gets involved. We have to fill a serious amount of paperwork when a firefighter gets injured. Then it gets sent to VFIS. They give us a claim number. After that claim number is issued, the firefighter takes that claim number and goes to their physician and then goes to their physician sends them to each different place. They, in turn, give us paperwork back every time there is a different step in their process, and we send it to VFIS, and we keep a copy for their personnel file in their file. So there is communications, constant communications with the firefighters and their physicians and the fire department. Mm-hmm. And we also get 80% back from, we're receiving about $1,800 or so back from VFIS.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. Okay, let's see, training. Tonight we have drill. You're more than welcome to come on in. Tuesday nights, second Tuesday is like I said, is going to be fire drill. We have self-contained breathing apparatus at 6 o'clock, $1,800. So that's Tuesday nights, the second Tuesday. The third Tuesday is EMS drill. And I believe either it's going to be paramedic assist. I can't remember, or something else. I'm not doing this. This is Cape and Islands EMS that's doing the drills. So, but the Barnstable Fire Academy is being utilized for our fire drills.
One question. During the airport emergency drill, was our department
represented? Yes. Yep. Our department did go with three in an engine. Yeah. And we go every year. We go every year to that incident. Yeah, that was a good drill. Excellent. Great drill.
When I worked at the airport, I was involved in that big time.
Yeah, I think they have to do it every 2 years, right? Is it every two?
We get the police department and,
yes,
and the state
fighting
over who had jurisdiction.
Multi agencies, yes. Well, the fire department always has jurisdiction, right? Yeah. Okay. So we are training, and the firefighters and the lieutenants, the officers are getting the firefighters to train every day from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That's their train time. So they're establishing that and logging it in our log so that it's going smoothly. All right. And I don't know what insurance deductibles. Those are you folks? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay, get down to the insurance deductible. We've previously voted on that, but they've asked us to re-vote it. We had a joint meeting of the fire, water, and Prudential, and we all agreed that it would be $2,500. So I would move that a sum of $2,500 will be what the deductible is for the total deductible It would be a combined insurance policy for the entire district.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are we done for the day?
We are done for the day.
Move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.